The show that makes you feel good every Saturday morning is about to start up. 15 diabetic friendly minutes on VOB compliments the Barbados Diabetes Foundation. And here's how we are going to make you feel good and healthy this morning. If you were wondering, can diabetics drink alcohol?
You don't want to drink alcohol on an empty stomach.
Nutritionist Victoria has the answer for you.
You depend on your heart to survive.
Dr. Diane Braffett has a heart-to-heart with you about your heart.
A lot of people have been coming forward to have their eyes screened.
Dr. Charles Pierce has his eye on you and diabetic eye screening. All in today's show, all sponsored by the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, and the bank that helps you achieve your financial dreams.
That could only be one bank, Republic Bank.
You're right.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair, come sit and come share with Republic Bank. You can do anything. Yes, we're the one for you, making dreams come true. We're the one for you, your partner for life. We're the one for you, Republic Bank.
If you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and you need diabetic services, but you need to make your dollar stretch, stretch no further than the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. For vascular, podiatry and diabetic eye screening services or consultations with diabetes doctors and nurses, call 417-0305 today. The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren, St. Michael. They can save your life and save you money. But members get 10% off.
A happy Saturday morning to all. This is Peter Boyce here. Have you heard that saying, your health is your wealth? Well, this show this morning is going to make you feel good and health wealthy, especially if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic. You will feel good to know that the Maria Holder Diabetes Center up there in Warren, St. Michael, right behind Eunice Gibson Polyclinic, has a full range of diabetic services to look after, especially you. You are their number one priority. There you will find podiatry services. Book an appointment to see podiatrist Louise Robinson. And
what about if I rent a pedicurist?
Excuse me?
Let me ask again, cause you like you deaf. If I get a pedicure, do I still need to go to a podiatrist, Louise? What's the difference?
Louise, can you answer that question for me, please?
Obviously, pedicures are nice for everyone. You know, it's a nice cosmetic treatment and it's relaxing and having your nails painted. But, you know, we as podiatrists, we can look at preventing, which is really important when we come to diabetes. We need to do more prevention. We shouldn't be waiting for the problem to happen. So as soon as you hear that you've got diabetes, you should be having checks. We can do that. We can look at fungal infections. We can look at bunions and we can look at your ingrown toenails. We can prescribe medication and we can even put inserts into your shoes to help you walk better. We treat plantar fasciitis, heel spurs, and most important, when those people who sadly have already lost a limb, it's podiatrists, the ones can help rebalance your walking and put inserts into your shoes to help you walk again. So there's a massive difference between podiatrists and pedicures.
Thank you, Louise. So you just heard your answer straight from podiatrist Louise Robinson. So call and make an appointment, 417-0305. That number can also get you a vascular screening. And before you ask, what is a vascular screening?
A brand new service which we can be proud of is now available at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Vascular or ABI screening. Who should get a vascular screening? Persons living with diabetes or persons who experience pain or burning sensation in their legs or toes, especially while they are resting. This is normally referred to as bad circulation. Book your vascular or ABI screening test today by calling the Maria Holder Diabetes Center 243-3937 to get more information and make an appointment. Board members get 10% off.
Native ones are here! Good morning to Dear Smooth and everybody listening to VOB this morning. I hope everybody drink the tea. Speaking of drinking, I have a question for our registered dietitian with the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, Miss Victoria Cox, and it has to do with drinking alcohol. Sometimes when I sat there, after I done listening to the Deputy Show, I just be hanging out with the fellas at the shop, and we just be talking about things that happen in the news, how Barbados getting tariff now, and how things are bad, and even penguins getting tariff. I'm wondering if the next thing they're going to be doing is tariffing for Cox in the yard. And it has got you depressed. So you know, sometimes you just feel like you want to hit one with the fellas, drink some alcohol. So I would like to know, as a diabetic, is it okay for me to drink alcohol?
When it comes to alcohol consumption, whether we're talking about someone who's living with diabetes or just to the general public, my response is always going to be less is best. So you don't want to overdo alcohol in any situation. But if we're specifically thinking of persons living with diabetes, then again, not only do you want to have very few drinks, so maybe only indulge in one or two alcoholic beverages, you want to choose the ones that have less sugar. So trying to avoid mixing drinks with soft drinks or regular soft drinks. You could use a diet drink or soda water or something like coconut water or just plain water, but avoiding soft drinks and juices. I would also suggest trying to stay away from very sugary cocktails, or there are some cocktail type drinks where you can actually order them and ask for the like simple syrup or whatever is being used to sweeten it on the side, where you can really control the amount of sugar that ends up in your actual drink. But definitely just trying to lean towards not overindulging in general. And I will say, especially for persons who take insulin, you don't want to drink alcohol on an empty stomach. So make sure you've had a healthy, balanced meal, because it can actually be such that drinking, you know, having some alcoholic beverages on an evening, as I said, especially for those with insulin, can actually lead them to having a low blood sugar by the next morning or in the overnight period. So don't overdo, choose lower sugar options, and make sure you've had a healthy, balanced meal in advance.
We now welcome to the show Dr. Charles Pierce. Welcome to the show, Dr. Pierce.
Thank you very much.
Give us an update. What has been the response been to the ice screening program?
There's been a tremendous response. A lot of people have been coming forward to have their eyes screened, and as a result, we've picked up quite a few people who had sight-threatening diabetic changes in their eyes. And not only diabetic changes, but we've also managed to detect quite a few people who had glaucoma changes as well. Even though the primary aim of the screening program is to detect diabetic eye disease, we've also managed to detect other diseases that might affect vision.
What has been the main question people usually ask about the screening process?
The main question usually revolves around how often they need to attend for screening. And we always say that at least every year you should attend if you're diabetic for eye screening. If we do find any significant diabetic eye changes, then the frequency of screening has to increase. There's also been a question revolving around detecting other conditions such as cataract and glaucoma. And as I previously stated, the main goal of the screening program is to monitor patients with diabetes.
We went from Victoria to Dr. Charles Pierce, and now it's time for that heart-to-heart talk with Dr. Diane Bravlett.
Today we're going to be talking about having a healthy heart. Okay, so why does having a healthy heart matter? Well, obviously, you depend on your heart to survive and just to help take blood, you know, all over the body to all of the organs. So when you compromise heart health, a lot of the times you're actually compromising the health of the other organs in the body as well. Heart health doesn't come separately on its own. We call it cardiovascular health because it's called the cardiovascular system. So we're talking about the heart, we're talking about the artery circulation that goes throughout the whole body, but especially remember in diabetes, we're always concerned about the artery circulation going down into the feet, and we're also talking about the brain health and the risk of stroke, etc. So, of course, I have to put this in some kind of perspective, and we know, unfortunately, that cardiovascular disease is actually the number one cause of premature, what we call morbidity, which means sickness, or mortality, which means death in our population. And the reality is also obviously the number one cause in persons living with diabetes that is not controlled over an extended period of time. And premature is an important word because, you know, this is something that can, yes, shorten your lifespan, but the other thing is if you had a serious heart event or a stroke or some of that, you may not die. I'm going to put it out there, because sometimes I hear men saying, well, you know, all of us can die anyway. But the point is, you might be left with a debilitating condition. Okay? So I don't want to be negative. No negativity today. I don't believe in approaching life or diabetes management with negativity. We have to look at what we can do that's positive to either reverse processes, stabilize ourselves where we are if we can't reverse it, or you want to prevent it. First of all, I'm going to have to throw another stat out there. Unfortunately, the occurrence of stroke we would have mentioned before is probably twice as high in persons living with diabetes not controlled compared to persons who do not have diabetes. And in terms of heart disease, it's 2 to 4 times higher in persons living with diabetes that's not controlled. So how do we improve our heart health or our cardiovascular health? Simple tips. We've been talking about these things already. Having a healthy diet, maintaining an optimal weight, or if you're overweight or obese, even if you don't get back to that optimal weight, because you know, girls, being realistic, when you hit a certain age, getting back to a little bottle or a little really small thing isn't easy.
Like I said, that again.
But even small weight losses are significantly beneficial and can reverse your risk of things significantly. Okay? If you have high blood pressure, controlling your blood pressure, controlling your diabetes, controlling your cholesterol. If you know you've had a problem before being on the appropriate medication, if you have had a heart attack or a stroke, or you have peripheral artery disease, don't just stop taking things like your aspirin or any other blood thinners or your statins. These are things that are helping to kind of stabilize the situation. Always talk with your doctor. If you're having a problem medication, don't just stop it on your own.
Wow! I feel good.
Thank you, Dr. Bradford. I hope your heart can stay healthy so people can feel good this morning as we go into our Saturday Song of the Day. This is how you feel when you visit the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. This is James Brown with I Feel Good. Compliments the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and Republic Bike. Ow!
I feel nice, like sugar and spice.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love won't do you no harm. And I feel nice, that sugar is mine.
Not that much sugar, though.
I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you.
In 2025, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael, with their diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, and podiatry services, offers a standard of diabetic services that equals or surpasses any you might receive internationally at a price that everyone can afford. So if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and listening to VOB right now, call and make an appointment to get your eye screened for diabetic retinopathy by calling 243-3937. Or if you are having vascular or circulation issues or need to see a podiatrist or nutritionist, call 417-0305. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Until next time,
reach for that extra glass of water. That is the smallest thing that you can do to make the biggest impact on your health.
Did you know nearly 1 in 5 adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937 to find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100. Board members get 10% off. The Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair, come sit and come share with Republic Bank. You can do anything.
you're coming.